try and get through it, but it's debilitating. So things like migraines and things like headaches that we call cervicalgenic, which means that they originate actually from the base of the neck. So chiropractic has been highly, highly successful in really helping these people naturally without drugs, without surgery, being able to manage them, and most time really eliminating them.
But the probably the first thing somebody goes to is a drug, right?
Well, typically, you know, that's if they're unaware that spinal function can be the cause, the underlying cause, then what other options do they have? I mean, any kind of relief from headaches, because these are so debilitating. There's a lot of medications for them, just over the counter things. But when we have a headache, it always leads back to the nerve system, Greg. And that's what most people don't understand, is that where do they really originate from? And it's really a neurological imbalance in most cases, sometimes vascular. Sometimes there's other headaches like tension headaches and cluster headaches that come and go. But the vast majority of the time, it's because there's stress to the nerve system that ultimately causes an imbalance, and the body's not self-regulating. And so the headache is really like a fire alarm going off, right? There's something underlying going wrong. There's irritation to the nerve system, and that's what's leading to this debilitation.
Yeah, and I'm sure you've seen some horrendous cases that really affect people's lives.
Without a doubt, there are many times we'll see people that have been suffering from headaches like daily or you know, several times a month, let's say, for decades, and they were unaware that this was that it could be the cause of it, could be spinal dysfunction. So we've helped thousands of people really with symptomatic headaches. We don't treat the headache necessarily. That's kind of the symptom. We treat the underlying cause, which is stress or imbalance to the nerve system. So some of the latest research indicates that if there's imbalances in the small muscles at the base of the skull, then the brain is not talking to that area effectively enough, so that there's a disconnect, right? So the chiropractic adjustment really resets and gets the spinal segments moving properly, and the research indicates that when that happens, the prefrontal cortex in the brain kind of changes, and then that coordinates the messages more effectively to the small muscles in the base of the neck. When that resets, then the headaches kind of clear out naturally.
Even when you have a headache, I know a lot of people get them at the temples or even around the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Same thing?
Yeah, same idea. Is that many times it's originating from the base of the skull. So, and things like migraines, I mean, these are debilitating, where even visual issues, I mean, they can't see. They could get a black, dark spot. And it gets worse and worse and worse until they can just get in a quiet room, shut all the windows, put their head under their pillow. And I mean, this is the kind of... That's the only thing that can help them. Sometimes they need to go, you know, emergency type things to the hospital to get injections. And, you know, that's kind of last resort. But the idea is they're really debilitating. And so
you hear that with concussion, too, that when people are concussed, to get in a dark room and
quiet,
don't move.
Right. Exactly. And I actually went through multiple concussions. I had a stretch of about 5 years where I had multiple concussions from hockey and some other injuries, just adult hockey, just, you know, that kind of stuff. But I had severe headaches, and that's one of the reasons that I got our technology, is that I couldn't find a way to really get rid of it. And I mean, I'm not big on taking medications, so I would just kind of deal with it a great deal. But some of our technology that we have, the pulse electromagnetic field and deep tissue laser, they can also help when we have serious things like concussions, because when we have concussions, there's changes in the brain. There's damage to the tissue. So the chiropractic adjustment may not be 100% effective for that type of injury, although it can help, is our technology can actually change the cells and get cells that have been damaged back into a healthier state. So fortunately for me, And for many of our patients that have had concussions, I was able to it was able to clear out within a matter of like a week for me.
So I kind of got you off the track of headache, concussion, but headaches, how do you treat them? What's the game plan?
So typically is some of the things we talked about is the spinal adjustment is we would do an assessment. So checking range of motion, how far can they turn their head from one side to the other? Mm-hmm. If you're limited in your range of motion, one side to the other, tilting from side to side, you can almost sense when you can turn to one side greater than the other. If that's going on, there's a high likelihood, and you're suffering from headaches, there's a high likelihood that it's coming from the neck. So that's one of our first assessments in any case, is really checking the range of motion in each joint.
So it could be just an adjustment?
Right, absolutely. Mm. Yeah, the adjustments, that's the chiropractic adjustment that resets the function. Then we're improving the range of motion, then the body naturally starts to self-regulate. So by taking pressure off the nerve system with the adjustment, also creating a change in the brain is then now really doing the work. So we don't do any of the healing necessarily. We're resetting the body and putting it in a position to really heal itself.
How tricky is adjusting in the neck area?
It's certainly very specific.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a high level training where, I mean, you have to know how much force to use, what angles to come in from. And we have testing just through asking the body questions. There's ways to determine what angles, what vectors to really make the adjustment, and that resets it in the right direction. So you don't just go in and just start moving things around up there. It's a very delicate area. So low force techniques, but very specific in what angle, what direction, and what vector, and how much force do we use to make the correction.
Same thing with let's say students or kids.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, if the infants, you don't have to wait. I mean, if children are experiencing headaches, that is the time to get them checked, because you can just eliminate a lifetime of issues. I mean, we'll have kids come in that, in our history, we'll say, well, how long has this been going on? Oh, since I was 7 or 8 years old, and they're in their 30s. So the earlier the detection, the better, and it's safe. There's no reason not to give chiropractic a chance in terms of, it's safe for infants, it's safe for children, for, you know, youth, and certainly it's not too late. We have a 97-year-old in the practice today, so they can be checked at any time, right? But the sooner, the better, for sure.
And left unchecked, that can really be depressing.
Well, no doubt. I mean, if you can't go to work, and if you have to leave work because of it. I mean, we just had a case last week that, you know, 3 to 20 times a month, this person had to leave their job and go home. I mean, that's challenging. And now those things are clearing out. And, you know, we're decreasing that frequency and the intensity. That's the other thing. It's not just, okay, we're eliminating the symptom, but or decreasing the symptom, but the intensity and the frequency. So if you can, instead of go 20 days a month, if we can go, you know, one day a month where we have it, you know, we're certainly making strides there.
So if somebody suffering with headaches, call your office?
Yeah, certainly. They can call 784-7443. We do have, there's some information up also on the website at docpenn.com, docpenn.com. Every month we're trying to put information on the topic that we're talking about, so that should be up soon, if it's not right now. And then, so that kind of gives them even more of an understanding of how does this work, the types of things that we treat. But that is certainly, you know, that's something very common for people to come in with headaches, and we're able to help them.
But if somebody has questions, you'll be happy to talk to them?
Oh, yeah. We can do phone consults. We can do we always have a complimentary consultation.
Yep.
So we the first step for any new patient, if they're concerned, if they want to just see, you know, and talk to us, they can schedule a complimentary consult.
See what the plan is?
Yes, yep. Absolutely.
Thank you, Randy.
All right. Awesome,
Dr. Randy Penn, he's right down the street off Horton Road. His office, again, your phone number?
517-784-7443.